Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You listen, recent technology just come out with this 3D printing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. What is it? You get some sort of acrylic or plastic or something material. You put it in this machine, and it gives you a three-dimensional cutout of whatever you kind of fed it, whatever the software is. And, I mean, it's amazing. So, you know, here you see all folks do all kinds of things with them. They're a couple thousand dollars for an inexpensive one. The real expensive ones are a lot of money. But here in the near future, you're going to be able to get them, I'm sure, as price continues to go down at your local store. I think Staples actually even sells one, but they're going to be everywhere. And with this technology is going to be almost like what happened with iTunes and the ability to be able to download music and compress them in MP3s. And it just transformed the whole movie and music industry because now everyone had access to music. I want you to hear this saxophone that was made from a 3D printer. You got to see this. Watch this.
My name is Olaf Diegel, and this is the first sneak preview of my 3D printed alto saxophone. So it's been done as a bit of an experiment, really just to see if it could print a saxophone, and surprisingly, it sounds pretty much like a saxophone. So with the initial design, still quite a few problems. You can see a few rubber bands around there, and that's because I designed it the way a traditional saxophone is designed, and really what I should be doing is redesigning it for 3D printing. So the next iteration, for example, I'll be integrating all the springs directly into the keys. Currently, there's a problem with some of the keys leaking a bit, some of the pads leaking a little bit, and that's because not everything's perfect the way it should be, and I need to be able to adjust the spring tension for various keys. It's an incredibly complex mechanism. One key will affect another key and another key, so there's a lot of linkages between the keys, and everything has to be pretty much in perfect balance to work well. So I think the next iteration should be near perfect, and it'll also make assembly a lot easier having all the springs integrated into the keys. So I'll see you in a couple of months with the next version. Thanks.
Amazing.
Alrighty, then. That is the most intense description of a saxophone I've ever heard.
Exactly.
Is that amazing? He printed this on 3D printer, and it worked, and it played. But when I got to thinking about this, imagine, right? You know what it costs to get children involved playing an instrument? I mean, I have a son, I'm not going to mention his name on air today, but he wanted to play the drums. So, you know, we say, okay, we'll let you play the drums. We don't let you play the drums. You know, I'm not a fan of anything that makes noise. You know what I'm saying? If it makes noise, you got to stop it. But, okay, he wanted to play the drums. So what do? We get the drum thing and, you know, all that. But mysteriously, I would ask him, "Hey, how's the drum class go? I haven't seen you practice yet." "Oh, it's going. I haven't seen him hit the drum yet." Imagine. He's gonna do guitar this year, by the way. So we'll see if we got the guitar comes out. But imagine what we can do with this type of technology. We can get instruments in the hands of all, you know, the poor who really can't afford a lot of these instruments. And can you imagine the beautiful sounds and worship that can come out of instruments digitally printed? And we can mentor young people and all sorts of folks in the music. My goodness, I see great, great possibility here. Get your 3D printers and let's start printing saxophones. I don't know. Hey, that's on you. We can print them. We'll get lessons for you. Maybe we'll figure this thing out. But I just look at the possibilities of people everywhere getting instruments so that they can just worship and just praise God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.